alone, which can mean only one thing, that my brother's back. And, you know, I just want to tell you, I'm sure you noticed that you have a new front door now. The old front door had a bit of a problem. See, I had some friends over, and, you know, it can be explained, really. And, well, you know, I'm sure that, you know, some of the old furniture you had, I don't think you'll miss it. It was, you know, like I say, it was looking kind of old, so I thought I would take it upon myself to get rid of some of it. And, well, regarding your animals, you know, I don't know what happened to them. You know, I came home and, you know, I mean, yeah, it really isn't my fault. I fed them and everything, you know, so, they, you know, I'm sure they're okay. And, as far as your studio goes, well, I was gonna try and make the six shooter, you know, but you know, I'm just trying to help, you know what I mean? I hope you aren't really upset. But
upset? No, I'm not upset.
And first of all, you know, I hope you had a really good time on your trip up north to Canada and everything. It must have been really nice. First of all, or second of all, a friend, bro, you know, I call it your brother, you know, so you can put the phone in. You know, Chris, that's your name. It was God, twice in 1 week hearing you on two different lines. I was so happy, and I just don't know what to do, you know. It's like 10 minutes after 11, and I don't know what's on the 6th section on KLOS. And I don't care, because I'm just, like, enjoying the thought that, God, you were on the line, you know. Two different lines this week.
Oh. Well, all I know is I get to play my own music, so I think I've got the machines figured out, and I've got my music, the Mickey Canoga Fund music, and...
Well, hi, gang. This is Richie Calcom, and welcome aboard. I even bring my own cliches over here to sell a fun. Welcome aboard Car Collage number 126.
Yeah, Rich, that's a good idea. Let's just go over here and put you on the shelf right next to Mickey's previous tape that seemed like they've been running for the past century to me. That's right, me. This is Bailey, and welcome to Car Collage 126. And let me test it.
I'm William Wilde, and welcome to Telefun Caller Collage number 132, assaulting your ears from August 29th through September 3rd, 1985. Now, I know that you were all expecting Mr. Fun to be back at the Caller Collage Control, doing his special brand of tape magic.
Time to welcome you to this week's Caller Collage on Telefun. Hi, I'm Bob from the OB, here to host this week's edition of the Telefun Caller Collage. Mr. Fun is still bedridden and in the bed, as a matter of fact.
I'm Brian W. Feedback, sitting in for my good friend Nino, who's still recovering. Let's get on with it.
Hi, gang. Welcome to Caller Collage 128 for the week of August 1st to the 6th, 1985. And you're asking yourself, well, who the heck is this guy? Well, my name is Uncle Fun, and I am Mr. Fun's real uncle. I don't know what you've been told in the past, but I am Mr. Fun's one and only true uncle.
Well.
And
okay.
I came all the way from Camden, Illinois, to check up on my nephew.
This is your uncle, Freaky Fun. And you can leave some input for me to use on next week's tape by calling 882-9523. Or you can try my other lines
thank
at
993. Yes, sir. Thank you. And this is Paul Mack here, hosting Telefun Caller Collage number 129 for the week of August 8th through the 12th, 1985. And I guarantee this to be Nino's bestest tape ever. We've got stuff, loads, and piles of brown moist steam. You're going to love this stuff. And all I want to say is, I finally get a chance to direct a Telefun tape. This is in my own project here at Pomac Studios. Nino, I hope you feel better. I'm out of here with the best thing you've ever heard.
my, that was no great loss there. That was just a few assorted fruitcake line runners that I'm personally sick and tired of hearing right here on my line, okay? So stick around. I've got a few more comments and a lot more changes and house cleaning to do on this week's Caller Collage, okay?
Instead of killing them one by one, we're going to give them a